Good evening. I'm Boaz Boone, an elder of Cornerstone Church in Singapore. Tonight I take the place of Pastor Paul to share God's word with you. The topic that I'll be sharing is God Bless the Caregivers. Let us read a portion of scripture taken from Matthew chapter 11 from verses 28 to 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Let us pray. Almighty God, our gracious Father in heaven, thank and praise Thee for giving us this privilege to come together to study Thy Word, and that our hearts may be drawn closer to Thee. Cleanse us of our sins with the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, that even in the studying of Thy Word, we worship Thee, and we pray for Thy Holy Spirit, lead and guide us into Thy truth. For Thy truth shall set us free. We give Thee praise and thanks through Jesus Christ, our precious Lord. Amen. Just now we have heard the song, Come to Me. And we have also read the scripture taken from Matthew 11. So today in our consideration of God caring and blessing the caregivers, we're going to consider why we even consider about caregivers. What are the challenges that caregivers will go through? And God cares for them. And how the church and all of us can co-labor with the Lord to encourage them. And then we shall look at some testimonies of caregivers and to see how we can really abide in the Lord and to receive God's strength to go through being a caregiver. Now, why do I focus on caregivers? Especially within a family, and family members taking care of family members, or it may be close friends taking care of family members. And it is out of necessity, out of love, and the person who is caring, the caregiver, may actually be thrust upon that particular role, and without even being trained. And that person does not have the privilege of resigning. It is in the home. It is the loved one. It's the family. And therefore, some caregivers themselves are battling with mental health issues because of the prolonged stress and burnout. So you may be caring for a loved one today, or you may know of someone. And the person who's being cared for could be an elderly person and having this life-limiting illnesses like stroke, kidney failure. Or you may be caring for your loved ones who may be struggling with mental issues like autism, Down syndrome, Alzheimer's, dementia, severe depression. The list goes on. Studies have shown that many of these caregivers receive this role unexpectedly. Maybe because one of the family members really fell into that illness and they did not receive any formal training on caregiving to cope with it. So caregivers face a variety of stress, and their personal routine may have changed. They may have lost freedom, and it's also very physically demanding. And the caregiver will go through emotional strain and sometimes financial concerns. And this will lead the caregiver to distress. And some of them are also spiritually dried. So as Christians, we can go to our Lord Jesus for help. And that is the main thing today we want to consider. As the Lord Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And we can go to the Lord Jesus Christ. Before we examine some of the challenges that caregivers are going through, let us have this perspective. And what is that? That our caregiving is not a mistake by God. It is God's appointment. We did not choose which family we are born into. We did not choose the children that we will have. God knows. And God makes no mistakes. And God calls us to that appointment of caregiving. You may say that it is so unfair because others are having a good time and here I am being all stressed out. But my friends, God knows your struggles. And the service of caregiving, especially to a loved one, He will enable us, He will enable you to go through to glorify His name. Therefore, we shall start with this perspective. It is not God's mistake. It is by God's appointment, and it is a calling that God has given us for that role to play as a caregiver. And we may never fully understand God's ways, but we can rest in God's promise as taken from Romans 8:28, which reads, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose." And the all things here would include caregiving. Sometimes you're wondering that life is such a mess and that situation of caregiving, it is so stressful and make my whole life in a mess. We may be looking like underneath the carpet, where the weaving and the threads underneath the carpet seem to be messy. But God weaves a meaningful and beautiful tapestry, which is seen on the upper side of the carpet. That's Romans 8:28. So always realize that God knows best, and God will help us through. And in Isaiah 43, from verses 1 to 3, "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and He that formed thee, O Israel, fear not." Why did God say, "Fear not"? Because God knows that His children will fear, might even melt. But God says, "Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I've called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior." So, going through the waters, going through the fire, it is not if, it is when. There will be a time we become caregivers to our loved ones in one way or another. And when that happens, know that God who calls you into that service will also help you. You will not go through it alone. Let us look at some examples from the scripture and we have a quick review. Like Moses. Moses was called when he was about 80 years of age and called to deliver the nation of Israel out of Egypt. And his family was there in Egypt. And Moses had to care for all of them for the next 40 years. That would be such an intense caring, so many of them. And in the course, Moses was very frustrated. And towards the end, Moses was so frustrated with the people that instead of speaking to the rock, he hit the rock. And we know that God still loved Moses. We can read that in Deuteronomy 34, verses 5 to 7. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord, and he buried him in a valley in the land of Moab, over against Beoth Peor. But no man knoweth of his sepulchre unto this day. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. God enabled Moses all the years through, that 40 years in the wilderness, caring for God's people, the nation of Israel, who came out of Egypt. Let us look at David. David was pleading before the Lord to spare the life of the firstborn son with Bathsheba. The baby was very ill. 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 16, we read, David therefore besought God for the child, and David fasted and went in and lay all night upon the earth. And the elders of his house rose and went to him to raise him up from the earth, but he would not. Neither did he eat bread with them. And it came to pass on the seventh day that the child died. We all know that that was a punishment for David because of his sin with Bathsheba and the murder of Uriah. Nevertheless, we could see David's burden of care for his ill baby. And God provided him with another son, Solomon. We see another caregiver in the Bible, Ruth. Ruth cared for her mother-in-law, Naomi, when they decided to return to Bethlehem from Moab. It has been said that daughter-in-law and mother-in-law, well, it's a difficult combination. However, Ruth, the faithful daughter-in-law, took care of her mother-in-law. And Ruth transcended this challenge with her famous pledge. And we recall in Ruth chapter 1, verses 16 to 17. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and whither thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. Ruth, the Moabitess widow, was a stranger in the land of Israel, and she cared for her mother-in-law. And what happened to Naomi? She was depressed, returning to Bethlehem. Because in Ruth chapter 1, verses 20 to 21, we hear Naomi said, and she said unto them, call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call ye me Naomi, seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me? Ruth was a faithful, caregiving daughter-in-law. We see another example of a caregiver, like in John chapter 9, the parents of the blind young man, and how the parents cared for him for many years. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither had this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Jesus healed the blind man, and God's name was glorified. And all through those years that the parents were taking care of this blind young man, God had a purpose. And it was God's appointment. And also other examples would be like in the Ten Commandments, Exodus 20:12. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. As parents get older and frail and no longer able to provide care for themselves, the responsibility is passed to the children. So we see that there are examples of caregivers in the Bible. What are the challenges faced by caregivers? There are many challenges, but today I shall just share three challenges faced by caregivers. The first one is exhaustion. Being exhausted, flat out. Physical, mental, and emotional exhaustion. That's what the caregivers could go through. And caregivers neglecting their own physical, emotional, and spiritual health. And they are focused on caring for the ill, caring for the injured, their disabled loved ones, and almost on a 24/7, on call almost the whole day. And they cannot resign. The U.S. National Family Caregiving Association did a study, and they said they found out that 60% of caregivers who provide at least 20 hours of caregiving in a week suffer from depression. You often see many changes in your loved one, especially when you're a caregiver, and the loved one being healthy later on fell into illness. And you could see that the loved one changes, can't take care of himself or herself, and probably has gone into dementia and can't even remember the caregiver. It is an emotional roller coaster. And sometimes the person who is being cared for may be too ill to talk, too ill to follow simple plans. He or she may not be able to do what might be beneficial, because the person could be in depression. And therefore, when the caregiver gives that care out of love, out of perseverance, sometimes out of the duty of care, there is this guilty feeling inside the caregivers. What is that guilty feeling? Of not taking a rest. Guilty about taking a vacation. Guilty about going for a good rest, guilty about meeting friends for a meal. And what will happen? The caregivers often struggle with such feelings of guilt, which can deplete the energy and may lead to mental anguish. So providing care for another person, it starts with a noble task. But many strain that relationship between the person needing the care and the caregiver occur as a result of the caregiver burning out from the anxiety and tension built up over time. Caregivers, exhaustion. So let us see, what is the principle of self-care we can glean from the scripture? Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 to 39. Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. We know that we should love and honor God, our Creator and our Sustainer, for He cares for us. And we should also love our neighbor exactly as we love ourselves. But the problem with many family caregivers is that they might feel guilty to care for themselves when they are exhausted. So they started out of a labor of love, may end up as a taxing responsibility that see hurtful words and actions affecting one's treasured bonds. Caregivers can do the following to care for themselves. hold realistic goals, pace yourself, ask for help. And as a Christian, the best person we can ask for help is our Lord Jesus. He said, "Come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And in God's word in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." In our time as a caregiver, if we're exhausted, we can come before the Lord, casting all our cares, our anxiety upon the Lord. And in Philippians 4, 6 to 7, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." The word care here has the meaning of anxiety, not focusing on God, but focusing elsewhere. Anxiety. Anxiety takes over. So, commit and cast all our cares, our anxiety, to the Lord, especially when we feel exhausted as caregivers. Because you might be helpless, and the question you might ask is, how long? How long do I have to be a caregiver? God wants us to bring our anxieties to Him. He will show Himself strong in helping us, and through this, we shall experience the Lord's goodness in our lives as caregivers. So, we remember those are the days before COVID. We fly on the plane. And usually before the plane goes to a distance, there will be this announcement that say the cabin crew will come out to remind all the adults to use the oxygen mask on themselves first before helping the child should there be turbulence and drop in oxygen level. So take care of ourselves first as caregivers, and then we'll be able to take care of the person whom we are caring for. Now, the second challenge a caregiver might face is unbelief. The Bible showed the agony of a certain father with a son who was ill. And I'll read to you from Mark chapter 9, verses 17 to 27. "And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to the disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answereth him, and saith, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tare him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, How long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, Of a child. And oft times it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us, and help us. Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out, and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore, and came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, He is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand, and lifted him up, and he arose. That certain father, that poor father, he must have tried many years through many failures. And he would have tried all means. And at last he saw the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. And his hopes were revived. And he came to the disciples and asked the disciples to help. But even the disciples of the Lord Jesus failed to heal the son. His hopes were crushed to dust. And yet, he cannot give up. The father cannot quit. He will not quit. It's his son. He loves his son. So when the Lord Jesus Christ said that the Lord will heal him, and whether the certain father believed, he said, Lord, and he said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. How many of us are in that situation? Tried so many things. Been there, done that. Doctors, counselors, psychologists, psychiatrists. Been there, done that. Hopes are crushed. John Calvin commented on this portion of the scripture. Interestingly, he said that certain father declares that he believes and yet acknowledges himself to have unbelief. These two statements may appear to contradict each other, but there is none of us that does not experience both of them in himself. We saw that the disciples suffered from unbelief in the power of Christ. We saw the father that needed more belief in the power of Christ. And we saw that the power of Christ and the belief of the Father together resulted in the miracle healing of a demon-possessed boy. John Calvin wrote, "Then let us run to Jesus and ask for more belief. Indeed, we can cry out, 'I do believe. Help my unbelief.'" Caregivers, is this your experience? The challenge of, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. The Lord will bless you. The Lord will help you. And in your situation, in exhaustion, with humility, commit your anxiety to the Lord and let the Lord's will be done. The third challenge caregivers might go through is loneliness. The experience of being abandoned to battle alone when discouragements come from many angles. You're helpless. And you need to put on a mask of invincibility. You go to church, people ask you, How are you coping? It's all right. By God's grace, I can. But you crumble in loneliness. You cry yourself to sleep. To add salt to wound, sometimes you've been misunderstood. And even well-meaning Christians may say words that may hurt you. And you're walking on eggshells, especially at home, taking care of the person. And you're descending into self-pity. But your love for the person that you cared for keeps you going. And you say, I must press on. And you close the door behind you and you feel a deep sense of loneliness. Is that how you feel, caregivers? Sometimes caregivers rather keep quiet and not share, and they feel really lonely. Caregivers, let us look at scripture. We have a friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. Our Lord Jesus Christ said in John chapter 15, verses 4 to 5, "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. We can abide in Christ. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That is abiding in Christ. And in our moments of loneliness, we come to the Lord. He is our best friend. And in John 15, verses 14 to 15, the Lord Jesus said, "Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants. For the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you." What a friend we have in Jesus. Caregivers, in your time of loneliness, remember, God loves you. Our Lord Jesus Christ is your friend. God knows your challenges as a faithful caregiver. Abide in Christ and he will sustain you. Next, we look at how God cares for the caregivers. And we can glean from Scripture. Psalm 23, from verses 1 to 4. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the supreme caregiver. He cares for us. He cares for the caregivers. He blesses the caregivers. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not lack anything. I shall not lack the strength to care for my loved ones. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. God cares for the caregivers. Ruth is a faithful caregiver, and God cares for her. God cared for Ruth even by leading her to Boaz. Ruth chapter 3 and verse 11, and we read, "And now, my daughter, fear not. I will do to thee all that thou requirest, for all the city of my people doth know that thou art a virtuous woman." Ruth, a very faithful caregiver to her own mother-in-law. And in Ruth 4:15, the people even said, "And he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life," that's Boaz, "and nourisher of thine old age. For thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons, hath borne him." It was very difficult for Ruth to be in a strange land and taking care of her mother-in-law, which was very much in depression at that time. But God cares for Ruth, and God blessed Ruth, and she has a wonderful family. Let us look at the Good Samaritan, and God cares for this Good Samaritan too. The Good Samaritan is another wonderful caregiver to the injured person who was robbed and left to die in the treacherous highway. His labor of love is remembered in the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Samaritan, the Good Samaritan, sacrificed his own safety and financially and provided for the stranger. And the Good Samaritan had got compassion on the person who was injured. So the Good Samaritan was blessed by God, and his labor of caregiving was highlighted as love in action. And our Lord also promised in Matthew 10:42, "And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water, only in the name of disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward." Faithful caregivers are like faithful shepherds, caring for the loved ones out of love. God will care for you. And we could also read in other portion of scripture, whereby, let's say in Matthew 25, verse 35, the Lord Jesus Christ said that, "For I was hungered and you gave me meat. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. Naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came unto me." Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, "Lord, when saw we thee an hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee?" And the king shall answer and say unto them, "Verily, I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me." God will enable the caregivers. God will bless the caregivers. God has encouraged Joshua, and Joshua at that time was caring for the nation of Israel. And it's in Joshua 1:9, "Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." So caregivers, when God gives an appointment, He will enable you to go through. And while we are doing the Lord's work, even as a caregiver, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And giving thanks, and count our blessings, even in the midst of difficulties, we can find joy in the Lord. And in Psalm 34, verses 17 to 19, "The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all." God's promises are true, and amen. Caregivers, God cares for you. Go to Him. Abide in Him. Next, we'll see how we can co-labor with the Lord to encourage caregivers. And in Hebrews 10:24-25, "Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching." Let us all in the church care for caregivers with love and kindness. Support them. Don't criticize the families. Don't judge. Don't spread rumors. Don't blame them. Respect them. Pray for them. Pray with them. Empathize with them. Listen attentively. Say, "What can I do to help?" Offer the gift of your time. Give your friend space. Bring food. Offer to take your friend out. Don't exclude your friend because he or she often has to decline invitations. Focus on the Lord. Help the people who needs to be helped. Focus on the person and promises of the Lord Jesus Christ. Focus on the blessings, even if we don't understand. Caregivers, we all know that the journey is tough, but God will be there. So as a church, we do not neglect the community of the saints and the house of God, and the caregivers need them more than ever. I give two testimonies at this time. One of them is John Newton and William Cooper. John Newton is the pastor, the former slave trader, converted, and he wrote the hymn, "Amazing Grace." William Cooper comes from a very rich family, but he has got mental health issues. And his parents died when he was relatively young, and was taken care of later on by the Unwin family. And one day, Pastor Unwin himself passed away, and Mrs. Unwin got to take care of William Cooper, and find that it is very difficult because William Cooper has got such mental health issues and challenges. And later on came to know of John Newton. John Newton took him home, care for him, care for William Cooper. And William Cooper has many a time tried to commit suicide because of mental health issues. And John Newton was there to help him, care for him. And out of these lessons, there were three lessons that John Newton learned in being a caregiver. First, faithful counseling sometimes requires us just to be there for those in need. Faithful physical presence. He finds that that helped William Cooper a lot. Secondly, what troubled souls need most is a friend. And John Newton became a wonderful friend to William Cooper until the day William Cooper died. And the third, a living disposition of Christ towards sinners and sufferers. John Newton knew that the Lord Jesus Christ loved us, and he loved us to the end. And John Newton did likewise to William Cooper, loved him till the end. John Newton was gentle, lowly, long-suffering with his friend William Cooper. He loved him to the end until William Cooper died. And another testimony of a caregiver is from the Hamilton family. Ron and Shelley Hamilton had the ministry, founded the ministry called Majesty Music. And some of us in our church, we like to sing the song Rejoice in the Lord. And that was written by Ron Hamilton. They have a son, the eldest son. His name is Jonathan. Jonathan Hamilton had been battling with mental illness since 18 years of age. They have done everything they could, from medicine, from therapy, from all kinds. Been there, done that. It didn't help. It was agonizing. And how long did Jonathan Hamilton go through that very, very difficult period of his life, of which Ron and Shelley were his main caregivers? 16 long years. When Jonathan was 34 years of age, remember he was 18 all the way to 34, when he was 34 years of age, in 2013, on Mother's Day, Jonathan cooked a wonderful meal to celebrate Mother's Day. And after that, that afternoon, he drove out and committed suicide. After Jonathan died, 4 years later, Ron Hamilton himself diagnosed with dementia. Shelley is now the caregiver. Before Jonathan died, he wrote a tune. And out of that tune, Ron and Shelley Hamilton put words, a poem, into that tune. And that song was sung at Jonathan's memorial service. And I'd like to read the words to you, because these were the words and testimony of a caregiver who was Ron Hamilton and Shelley Hamilton, taking care of the son who was going through mental health issues. And this song is entitled, I Am Weak, But You Are Strong. Lord, I come with nothing to offer you. In my hands, no gift I bring. All I have is my pride and my selfishness. All I want is you as my king. In my weakness now I come, Lord, be my strength and be my song. In my need, I seek your help, Lord. I am weak, but you are strong. Give me strength, dear Lord, to obey your word. As I take the shield of faith, I receive your gift of salvation. I rejoice in the gift of your grace. In my weakness now, I come, Lord. Be my strength and be my song. In my need, I seek your help, Lord. I am weak, but you are strong. Friends, are you a caregiver going through a difficult time? Or do you know of someone who is a caregiver? Let us support them, and God will bless them. And let us become better and not bitter as we go through this journey of caregiving. And why I share this particular topic today, because my wife and I, we are also in the midst of a similar path. My mother is still suffering from the effects of a stroke, and my son is battling with mental health. We go through that in the Lord, and we come unto him. God says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Let us pray before we listen to the song. Almighty God, our gracious Father in heaven, we pray for caregivers, that thy grace and thy mercy be with them. Lord, it is not easy, but with thee, Lord, as we abide in thee, we pray that thou wouldst give strength, and we know that you will. And in that journey, you will show yourself strong, and all glory and honor be given unto your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, our gracious Lord, we pray. Amen. Thank you for being with us this evening. And we pray also that God's word has spoken to you and the Holy Spirit will minister to your heart. And also, if you're in Singapore, come and worship the Lord together with us in Cornerstone Church at Suntec Convention Center at 10 a.m., 11:30 a.m. at Suntec Convention Center. So register in our Facebook page or in our website. And friends, if you have not believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, come to believe in him as your personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, and the Lord bless you.